This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Grant Newsham, Colonel, United States Marine Corps, retired author of When China Attacks, many years in Japan, my guide on Japanese defense, the Okinawa chain, the possibility of conflict with China. But we turn now to the economic, so-called trade war, economic side. The headlines in the Financial Times, this is the moment, Easter weekend. Japan set for guinea pig trade talks. Guinea pig is in quotes. That's the Financial Times idea of a metaphor. Japan set for guinea pig trade talks with U.S. after Donald Trump's tariffs. We're told that Tokyo is first in line and that these trade talks will be joined not only by the Secretary of the Treasury, Scott Bessent, but Howard Lutnick, the Secretary of Commerce, and the President of the United States will step in. Grant, my understanding, having visited Japan once, broadcast from there, from the Imperial Hotel, I was completely wowed by the culture. Absolutely. Still am. And you've spent many years in Japan. You're very familiar with the culture. Ishiba is the new premier, and the LDP is still in charge, although not overwhelming numbers. But the Japanese are a critical part of the defense of Taiwan and of all of East Asia from the Chinese threat. As a trade negotiation goes forward, are the Japanese disposed to negotiate with the Washington in such a fashion that it's a win-win for both sides, or do they come in hostile? Thank you.
Well, I think the Japanese are going to come in like adults and not hostile. They're not going to roll over. You know, they have their position, they have their interests, but they also have a very good sort of correlation of forces with the Americans. The Japanese make some real contributions that nobody else does. They're the top foreign direct investor in the United States. They probably support a million jobs. They hold a lot of our treasury bonds, and they are very responsible about holding those. They don't wield those as a threat. And I think they are going to come in and see what sort of a deal needs to be reached to resolve this problem. They have not had their hair come on fire. They haven't made inflammatory statements. And they're, I think, coming into a pretty good environment. It is going to take the Americans, of course, to appreciate what the Japanese actually have to offer and are doing. And not least, that Japan is an immensely important defense partner, maybe the biggest one we have and the most important one we have in the United States. So I would expect the Japanese to come in, see what sort of what's on the table, and make some offers to bring down the trade deficit. And there's things they can do, particularly when it comes to buying LNG, liquid natural gas, in particular, and also some of our foodstuffs. And then narrow the trade imbalance and come away with a deal. And if Japan does it, other countries will look at it and say, well, maybe this is what we can do too.
Now I call upon your skills not only as a Japan watcher, but as a China watcher. What does Beijing make of this fact that Japan is first in line and there's every reason to believe Japan is getting attention that is extremely high level with the Secretary of the Treasury, Secretary of Commerce, and the President himself at some point present during the week? How does China see that?
Well, they really don't like it. The Chinese have a sort of innate resentment, if not hatred, of the Japanese. They refer to them routinely with very derogatory expressions. And they don't like the fact that the Japanese are close to the Americans. And if you're close to the Americans, you know, it's very hard to push a country around in Asia. So there is great resentment there. Plus, look at the treatment that the Japanese are getting. While the Chinese are stuck with what, well over 100% tariffs. They're probably higher than that, actually. And so the Japanese are in a much better, pretty good position, and the Chinese don't like it at all.
And in not liking it, will they express it with hostility? What do they do? I know they're making cross claims on Japanese territory, the Ryukyus. I know that they're constantly looking to one-up the whole region. Do you expect anything else from China, or are they at the moment standing down because they're watching?
Well, I wouldn't rule out a military provocation, so stepping up the operations they're doing in Japan's southern territories and elsewhere around Japan. I could see that happening. You might have some Japanese businessmen in China who are taken hostage, as the PRC is wont to do. You may have riots breaking out against the Japanese interests in China, which the government in the PRC can turn on and off as they want. So you have to wait and see, but there is always the possibility China could act up a bit.
About Japan itself, my impression from having spent only a week there, I've been talking to everybody from the Tokyo Giants promotion department to people growing cherry blossoms, wonderful, is that there is a generosity towards an English speaker that I do not encounter in Europe. Was I misunderstanding the culture? They were very generous.
No, I don't think you misunderstood it. They're probably more generous than New Yorkers are to English speakers of a certain type. But it really is a way the Japanese look at Westerners, and they do tend to get a little special treatment, almost deferential, it seems. If you live there for a period of time, it's a bit less. But the visitor is often nicely surprised when he comes to Japan. In fact, you stare at a subway map in Tokyo for any length of time, and somebody will come up and ask you if they can help you find where you're going.
I certainly needed that help.
So do I.
Grant Newsham, United States Marine Corps retired colonel. Importantly, the author of When China Attacks. And Grant was talking about kinetic attack, but trade will do for the moment. This is CBS Eye on the World. The Japanese are in town for an important conversation with the president and his counselors. Watch for the results.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,